Matt Roskridge is a friend of our station, and he's an economist at Massey University. Today we're talking about our shrinking economy. Matt, thanks so much for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Yeah, morning, Dale. Thanks for having me again.
Latest GDP figures last week suggested, a slide rather than a plateau, which would throw the spotlight on governmental policy as well, as we see the coalition government hell-bent on driving economic fortunes forward. Obviously, they haven't been doing a great job because the economy would be growing rather than shrinking. What's your initial thoughts to last week's figures, Matt?
Yeah, it was a bit shocking, almost a 1% drop in GDP, which I certainly wasn't expecting it. I didn't see any commentary expecting it. It really took people by surprise. Look, it is largely driven by those trade tariffs that the US has put on. So the big drop was in the primary industries, which fell over 2%. So they got hit really quite hard. That's our big exporter. A bit of a worry because that's where the Māori economy is more highly concentrated as well. But we also saw a drop off in services. The trade tariffs are there. They're a driver of this decline. But there's also a general malaise, and we've seen all those factories closing. Hate to see what the next unemployment figures look like. People are tightening their belts. They're worried about their jobs. They're a little bit worried about the future and the economy. None of this is good for National going into an election year. I mean, it'll be here before we know it. And they've tried to really sell themselves as the party that are economically responsible and we're going to turn the country around. And yeah, we haven't seen yet those benefits play out in the numbers and the jobs and the way and the cost of living. So yeah, they're going to be under a lot of pressure next year.
He's singing the praises of the Finance Minister, Nicola Willis, as though she's the best person for the job at the moment. Do you agree with that? Even her quals going into the gig, what did you read into? And what quals can you tell us that she's got to manage the household purse, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, finance minister is a big job, and politicians fight pretty hard for that one. I do think sometimes too much praise is a worrying thing as well, and the amount of praise that, with the amount of praise that we're seeing Luxton put on Willis, a little part of you has to worry a little. Like if I was her, I'd be like, oh God, when people tell me I'm doing such a great job, maybe that's not what they're thinking. You know how it is. So I do, I'd be really interested to see what the future looks like, especially because she'd been touted as a potential replacement for Luxton if his numbers continue to fall. But without Willis, without Luxton, if you take those two out as potential leaders, the National Party, I don't know how much depth there is behind those two. I wonder what Tama Potuck is up to. It's going to be interesting to see how the National Party looks to be structured for the next election and what they'll do if they lose. I can't remember.
You're very diplomatic, mate. Hey, you're very diplomatic.
I try.
Yeah, good on you. There are a few indicators here, and we can touch on all of them. So the GDP's on the slide. Record numbers of people are moving offshore and taking good skills with them as well. For mums and dads hitting the checkout, the cost of cheese, butter, meat, milk, all of these staples that we take for granted in a land with an agricultural base going through the roof. The rate of inflation means that any pay rises that workers have fought for aren't being accepted or the offers from the government because they can't even eclipse the inflation rate, again going backwards. And then we've got the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, and some would say sitting on their hands, they should have dropped the official cash rate a long time ago. That's four or five different things all pointing in the wrong direction, down rather than up. Your thoughts on some of those issues as well, please, Matt?
Yeah, look, you don't need to be an economist. You don't need to be keeping up with the media to know that things are bad out there. Like you say, lots of whānau that are trying to balance groceries, mortgage or rent, childcare, it's incredibly difficult, and then you add in the risk of losing your job on top of that, and you can see why so many whānau are going, well, okay, Australia it is. Good jobs, good salaries, better cost of living, and the climate isn't too bad either. We need to, I think part of the driver behind that, like you say, yeah, okay, the Reserve Bank could have lowered interest rates a bit quicker. I know why they didn't. That drives inflation, and the cost of living crisis might have deepened if they'd cut the, or been worse, if they'd cut the rates too fast. Some of it comes back to what Ganesh Nana and others have talked about a lot, is this government's austerity policy, or trying to reduce government spending. At a time where the economy is fragile, you're pulling more money out of the economy. And not only that, you're also starting to run down core services that people rely on. So I do think that the government's decision to reduce spending and reprioritize spending towards tax cuts for homeowners, for landlords and things like that, have backfired, are not delivering as a trickle down. I'm not sure what they thought they were going to get out of it. Votes is probably what they thought they were going to get out of it. But it's going to be really, I think that those cuts to government spending are a big part of why we are where we are.
Well, it all seems to be heading in the wrong direction, and obviously not sure what to do about it. I know it's easy to blame the Trump tariffs, but as you say, businesses are closing, people are nervous, and understandably, not going out and buying whiteware, not going out and doing renovations on their houses, not upgrading their vehicles, because of a nervousness about our economy, which is looking rather bleak, and... damn Aussies, those damn Aussies. Hey, Matt, thanks very much for joining us. Not great news this week, but we'll hope for some green shoots.
I mean, it gets better.
As they say, are there any green shoots? Yes.
We used to be hearing what, survive till 25, and now I'm starting to hear survive till 26. I don't know, we keep pushing out when things are going to turn around, but they will. Things always get better eventually.
Okay. Well, politicians will be dicks till 26. How's that one as a catch cry?
Dicks till 26.
All right.
I think they'll be dicks forever. It won't change.
All right. Good on you, man. Thanks very much. Thanks very much, Matt.
Good, Dad.
Matt Roskridge. Thanks. Bye. A little bit playful, but some serious stuff in our kōrero today.